You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. It's been a tough year for cryptocurrencies, between the parade of scandals and the sinking valuations. And there's evidence Black investors may be getting hit especially hard. Marketplace host and senior correspondent Kimberly Adams has been looking into this. She said crypto markets have disproportionately drawn in Black investors in recent years. Kimberly Adams, welcome to Marketplace Tech.
Thank you, Megan.
So what do you know so far about how Black investors got into cryptocurrencies compared to other groups?
There's a survey that comes out from Schwab and Ariel Investments, their Black Investor Survey. And when they ran it in 2022, they found that 25% of Black investors owned crypto compared to just 15% of white investors. Black investors were also more than twice as likely to say that crypto was really their first foray into investing at all. And they were less likely than white investors to think of crypto as a risky investment, which obviously it was and still is. But this kind of ties into the fact that also, according to the survey, Black investors were more likely to believe what they learned about crypto and other financial products if they got it from social media than some other groups.
What's behind those disparities?
For this one, I spoke to Terry Bradford, a payment specialist at the Kansas City Federal Reserve. She really dug into this and found a whole bunch of reasons, like a distrust of traditional financial services among Black communities, also a hope of closing the wealth gap. And here's Terry with a really big factor.
There was a cultural component to it, too, that separate and apart from all of the other things, I think was really making itself quite evident in some of the advertisements and lyrics and those types of things that we were beginning to see.
And that cultural component showed up in some very targeted ads and partnerships where you saw a lot of Black celebrities and athletes really promoting crypto on social media and even in music videos.
Right, that big Super Bowl commercial last year with LeBron James.
Of course. Right.
People do lose money in lots of ways. The stock market is also sometimes risky. I mean, what makes this different, especially for Black communities?
I think what was different in this case is just the lack of a safety net. You know, so much of the crypto industry is unregulated or lightly regulated, and there are just very few protections unless there's a demonstrable, provable lie in the way that something was marketed, like it's deceptive advertising. And so you had a lot of people believing what they saw on social media, believing what they had in these ads, thinking falsely that crypto was more regulated than it was. And often people were investing or spending, in this case, money that they didn't really have to lose.
Marketplace host and senior correspondent Kimberly Adams. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.